Okay, we are continuing in Nefesh HaChayim, Shar Dalet Perek Yud. We've been developing the idea over the last few prakim, the concept of, again, developing, being recognizing Kadosh Baruch Hu in every aspect of our learning. And while it's okay, it's mutter to stop even in the middle of our learning, to stop for a moment just to refresh ourselves, to mechazik ourselves, to think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Reb Chaim Volozhiner now takes it one step further, until he takes a deeper dive into recognizing, understanding the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Torah and how it all fits together in the world, and he gets a little bit Kabbalistic on us. And it's going to be a little bit challenging. We'll try to hopefully get through it. We're not going to spend so much time on the Kabbalah aspect. It's not much my expertise. But we're going to learn whatever is as relevant for us to help us really understand and really conceptualize how HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon and his essence fits into the Limud HaTorah. Okay, here we go. Perek Yud. While a person's in the middle of learning Torah, a person doesn't have to actually stop and think about connecting Kadosh Baruch Hu, because the learning and the depth itself, that in of itself connects a person to Hashem himself. And here's the Yisod. Why is it that, he said we can learn. The previous prakim were that if a person needs the chizak, they have a heter to stop learning, to think about Hashem. But he says, here you don't have to do that. Because in theory, in an ideal form, when a person's learning Torah, they are recognizing they're connecting Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu and the learning is chad. They in itself are one. This is what it says in Shmos Rabbah, Parsha Lama Gimel. Adam Lokea Chefes. A person acquires an object that Shami Yachal Liknos Balov, that perhaps is the person will want it back. Aval Kadosh Baruch Hu knows Saint Torah Yisrael, but Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah to Kai Yisrael, Velmer Lehem. He said to them, Kivi Yachal Li Atem Lochem. It's as if you took me. Meaning, we can't give it back. When we learn Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving a piece of himself to us. It's like we mentioned earlier on, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, as the Ramban framed it in the Hakdama to the Torah, as the Ramban says that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is, that the Torah is all Shemos Hashem. It is a Shem of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That the Torah itself is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. As my Rebbe used to say, that Torah is God concentrate. And if we stop and if we think about that, and as we're learning, it changes everything. The Zeshikasa Bekamakomos is what it says in the Zohar, the Kutcha Brichu Varaisechad, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu and its Torah are one. Ugedula Mizu Parshas B'Shavas says it again, so the same thing over and over again, throughout Zohar. The next paragraph, Vegam, Ki Sharsha Al Yod Shal Torah Kedosha, and the roots of the Torah of itself, who be elyon shalomos nikraim olamos ha'insof. Here we go. We're getting to a little Kabbalah now. That the Torah itself is rooted in the olam, in the world of the Ein Sof. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is often called throughout Kabbalistic literature as the Ein Sof. That he has no end. There's no parameters. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is omniscient. He's omnipotent. He is Ein Sof. The Torah comes from that aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Ein Sof. Sod HaMalpush HaNelam. That it is rooted, its foundation is in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hiddenness and within the world. HaNiskar B'Sisrei Plios Chachmas Min Torahs Rabbeinu. Again, Rabbeinu Bechaye in his Sefer Kara Kemach says that the word Olam, meaning world, comes from the word helem, hidden. And it's the avoda of every person to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hiddenness within the world, within this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he envelops himself with the physical world. He says, Shehu Reishis Sod Osios HaTorah Kedosha. And this is the foundation, this is the Sod of the Torah Kedosha. K'masha Kasov HaShem Kenani Reishis Darko Kedem Yipalov Miyaz. V'zeh Shamruch Zechon Arvacha, is what it says in the Reishis Rabbah, Shekad Mol Yom, the Torah itself came prior to the world. Hainu Gam Yikol HaLamos Kulam, even before all of the Olamos. What are the Olamos? And again, so here we just need a little bit of an introduction. So we know within the world of Kabbalah, so there are four worlds that we talk about. The highest world is called the Olam HaTzilus. The Olam HaTzilus is where Kadosh Baruch Hu literally resides. It came prior to all of creation. It is where everything emanates, all of Kedusha from there. Then from there, Kadosh Baruch Hu had created the Olam HaBriya, then the Olam HaYetzira, the Olam HaAsiyah. And we function in the Olam HaAsiya, is where we reside here in order to do, in order to act, in order to fulfill the Torah and the mitzvos. Again, what all this means is beyond the scope of what we're going to do tonight. But it's just important when he uses that lashon that it is came to before all the olamos in plural. That's what he's referring to. Shahari amru bereishis rabba. We say in the Medrash Rabba shekadmo lekisei hakavod. He came that. The Torah itself came even before, whatever that means, created before the Kisei HaKavod. Va'emesh HaKadma Kivyachol Gamli Olam HaTzilus. And it came from this world of HaTzilus, Yisbarach. El HaTzilus Nikra Ayin. The world that HaTzilus is considered Ayin, meaning that there's nothing physical there. And we saw that Kisei Masril Sod HaShir Koma Kivyachol V'achein Amr Shekamo L'Kisei HaKavod. If you've ever seen those charts of the 10 spheros. You ever seen these? It's set up, like a coma, like a pillar. So the top three are the Olam HaTzilus, and the bottom one is the Olam HaAsiya, where we reside, where we live in. So that's what he's saying here. He said that it forms this coma. Right, that it comes from the top, even prior to the creation of the world. Okay, he says, "V'achein." Therefore, Bad Netzu v'Nivro Kol Olamos Alyonim V'Tachtonim. From there emanates and was created all the other Olamos, the Alyonim and the Tachtonim, the upper ones and the lower ones. K'mashe Kasov Ve'Eya Etzla Amon. Okay, V'Amr Zechon Arvacha is what it says in the Medrash Tanchuma. Atikir Amon Ela Uman. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu he formed all of the worlds from there. Mishlei Rabasa says in the Medrash Rabbah, Mishlei, Chachmas Bansa Besa, Zuha Torah Shabansa Kolamas. And we see from there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the Torah itself, created all of the other worlds. The Inyan Ki HaTorah Kadosha Hi Diburis Baruch. And this is what it means, that the Torah is the speech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. The Ma'amar of Peace, Yisbarach, Ma'aseh Bereishis, Nivro Ha'olam, Ha'olam Haskulam. And from this speech, Hashem created all the other worlds. Sha'idei Sod, Sidur, Gilgal, Tzirufei, Osios, and through mixing up all of the letters, Apiseder, Harolash, Sha'arim, Panim, Va'achor, B'mashav, Ma'amar of Bereishis, Rabbah, through all the mixing up of all the creation, Netzu, V'nivro'u, Ha'olam Has, he emanated and formed all the worlds. El Yoni, El Yonim, Veribe, you have all the multitude of the worlds. Bechol Seder Matzavim, Uprate, In Yonehem, Bechol Hanichob, and everything that is included in all of the universe. Bechain Bechol Mamar, Umamar, Shebol Al Derech, Hanitzkar El Nivro, Kol Prate Haminim, Vanyonim, Sheba Oso Hasug, Shalav Nemar, Osar. And with all these details, this is why Kadosh Baruch Hu created all of, with each and all of his Mamaros. As it says in Perkei Avos, Hashem created the world with the Asar Mamaros. Again, Hashem's Mamar is this formulation of Torah which created the world. Again, with all that being said, the short takeaway right now is just to keep in mind all this is building towards us creating an appreciation of that the Torah itself is part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so we're going to read this. This is very. Then he concludes the Zohar in Truma. We're going to read the Lashon HaKodesh teich of the Zohar. If you have that in your version, I have it here in mine. I'm going to read it from mine. Ukeshabara Kadosh Baruch Hu Esalom, Hashem created the world. Histakel Baba Torah Ubara Esalom. Right, the famous line. Kadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah and created the world. Uba Torah Nivra Olam. The Torah was what created the world. Kemoshe Am Yuduhu Shakasa Ve'ya Esal Amon. A Torah Tzavacha Ve'ya Esal Amon. That the Torah itself was what formed it. Be Bara Hakadosh Baruch Hu Esalom. Until the world was created, Torah existed already. When Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world, says the Zohar, Hashem looked kiviyachol into the Torah. And through every word, Hakadosh Baruch Hu formed the world. Mishum shekol divarei umase shekol olamos kulam heim haTorah, because every single word, every action came from the Torah. Kasev haTorah bereishis bara, when it says bereishis bara histakel b'milazu ubara es haShemayim, he looked into that word and then he created from there the Shemayim. But Torah kasev, it says vayomer elokim yehi or, when it says in the Torah that he created or, what does that mean? Histakel b'milazu, he looked into the words. Yehi or ubara asa or v'chein b'chol mila umila shekasa v'torah histakel Kadosh Baruch Hu v'asa davar hu. Through first the word Torah was created, then Kadosh Baruch Hu created that thing. V'alkein kasav eya etzol amon. That in itself was the amon, that which formed everything. The umnes, like as a ba'ofen zen nivra kolam v'chein kol haTorah b'chlal. And that's why everything, all of Torah, the entire universe, is all included in the 10 ma'amaros that were said in the beginning of creation. The Gra, the Perusha, Al Sifra, Al Sifra, the Snusa, Vayim Bezeh. You can go take a look if you want on your own time. Take a look at the Gros Perush on the Zohar. It's beyond the scope of this year. Va'inyan, he says, Ki ha'olamos holchim al seder hishtalshalos v'hadarga. He says, Shako ha'olam ha'yoser al-yon v'gavo. Everything is very high and mighty. Hu nishmaso v'chiyuso v'kiyimo v'oro sha'olam shetachta v'vad. Everything is underneath this world of Olam, Amnam Yisro and Olam Hatzilus Al Gimel Olamos Bria Yitzira Asiya, and the world of Hatzilus, as we said, is above all the other three worlds, Bria Yitzira and Asiya. Shehum is Pashen Umei Rachol Hagimel Olamos Bria Yitzira Asiya Shetatav, and from that Olam Hatzilus spreads down the Spashate, the Kedusha, into the other three worlds. Ayin Beitzchayim Sharpinimus. So you should take a look at the Svarim of Rav Chaim Vital and Sefer Yitzchayim, who's the Talmud Mufak of the Arizal. Again, and you could do it on your own time, beyond the scope of this year. And we'll skip the next paragraph. He says, V'alchein, HaTorah HaKadosha, Sharsha HaElyon HaNelam, Hulamala Mala Gam HaTzilos Kadosha Yisbarach. And therefore, says Rav Chaim Vital, that the Torah itself, as we said, is above even the Olam Hatzilos, the Kutcha Brichu, the Raisa, Kulachad. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah, they are one. He ha Nefesh, the Hachios, and the Hiru, the Sharsha, the Amen Kul. They are the soul, they are the life, they are the pulse, they are the everything, the root of the entire universe. Shekamosh, the Esa Bria, just like at the time of creation, Ban Netsu, the Nivru Kulam, the Kadosh Baruch Hu came and he created all of them. Kain me'az he nishmasam v'chiyusam v'kiyumam al seder matzavam. Kadosh Baruch Hu made them as the soul and the life force in their creation. Ubil tishifas or b'hem, and without their light, kol rega mamish l'ha'iram l'chayosam l'kaimam, ayuchozim kulam v'tohu v'avohu mamish. And this is the punchline right here. Ready? Here we go. Without this Ora, without this aura, without this hashpa, without this influence of the Torah, without the influence of the Torah, of the Olam Hatzilus, even for a moment, if it didn't exist, the entire universe would revert back to Tohu Vavohu Mamish. And this is it. This is the punchline. We're building all this to get to this one line. That all throughout here, if we begin to understand that it all started from the Torah Kedosha to the Olam Hatzilus to the other Olamos, that it all gets us to appreciate that without that hashpa kedusha that exists in the world, therefore the entire world will revert back to nothingness. And he's this is an idea that he's going to bring up over and over again, that we need the Torah to keep the world going. They say that in Volozhin itself, when Reb Chaim was the Rosh Yeshiva, that on Motzei Yom Kippur, Reb Chaim himself would always go and let the Bachrim go eat after Havdalah, and he would go back to the Beis Medrash. I was doing this. The first year that someone saw this, they said to him, Rebbe, aren't you hungry? Why wouldn't you go eat after Yom Kippur? He said, what do you mean? We are the only yeshiva in this hemisphere. Imagine that. He felt that. They were the first yeshiva. He was it. Volozhin was the first formal yeshiva in the world. And he said, if we stop learning right now, the world is going to be nefach ha-tohu v'vohu. And therefore, he said, Bachram, you go eat. I'm going to take the entire achrayas of the existence of the universe on my shoulders. That's a gadol b'Torah, on the most literal sense. So if we think about that for a moment, if you stop and just imagine that. They said it's sad the name of Chaim Volozhin as well. You know, I saw it once, it was in the biography of the Gra, where it was quoted, that likewise, that whenever... he used to say that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu created the different hemispheres. If you wonder why is day or night, if you think about it for a moment, right? It's again the same idea. But in order to enable, while we're sleeping, this other hemisphere to be able to learn, and vice versa. So in order to begin to really think about the hashpa of the Torah and the creation on every moment, that we exist. So that's again a very 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 brief overview of the Kabbalah that's associated with the Koach HaKedusha of the Torah itself.